This is the 18th annual Beaver Creek Festival, which is taking place in downtown Montezuma on Saturday.
Now, where is Montezuma?
Well, Montezuma is actually located in Macon County. It's just a little more than a two-hour drive from Atlanta, but this is their annual festival. It takes place downtown in Charlie Jackson Unity Park. They expect about 4,000 visitors to visit downtown Montezuma, and there are vendors all around, and of course they're going to have fair-type food. They have pizza and funnel cakes and cotton candy and all that sort of thing, and of course some barbecue. There are lots of great things to do, and actually one of the big events that happens during the festival is the grand finale. It's a duck race fundraiser hosted by the Chamber of Commerce, so they put them in Beaver Creek, which is right there in downtown, and they race to the finish line. So spectators line up along the creek and cheer on their favorite duck, and that's sort of how the whole thing comes to a close.
Shane, in popular skits from A Prairie Home Companion on public radio, two crusty cowboys reveal what it's really like out there on the range. But I'm not so sure they would enjoy every aspect of a festival taking place near Atlanta.
This is actually just a little bit northwest of Atlanta, but everything else about the Southeastern Cowboy Festival and Symposium, which begins today, is as Western as it can be. This is a celebration of Western culture, of the cowboy culture, and they do this every year. There's cowboy poetry, and this being at the Booth Western Art Museum, they celebrate Western art all the time. Right now, they actually have a show called Go West, Art of the American Frontier, from the Buffalo Bill Center of the West, which has actually been done in conjunction with the High Museum. And for the Cowboy Festival, they always have lots of really great music. And this year, their featured entertainer is John Anderson. He's playing on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Grand Theater right there in Cartersville, which is where the Booth Art Museum is.
Shane, it's amazing that not only do kites come in all shapes and sizes, but kites can serve lots of purposes, too.
Yeah, and the Atlanta World Kite Festival and Expo sort of plays off of that. It's really a celebration of Atlanta's international cultures. We have so many different cultures here in Atlanta, many people from all over the world. And what the Atlanta World Kite Festival hopes to do is bring all of those people together and showcase all of these cultures. And it's sort of an exchange between all these different parts of the world who all have come together here in Atlanta. And when you think about it, all the kites of different shapes and sizes and colors sort of reflects what they're trying to do. And of course, there's always the food.
You can really explore culinary traditions from almost any point on the globe.
Yeah, that's true. And this is a great way to bring them all together and celebrate Atlanta's cultural melting pot. And the Atlanta World Kite Festival and Expo is going to be happening in Piedmont Park, and that's happening from noon to 5 p.m. on Sunday.